The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Good to be with you all this morning as we celebrate this most joyful of days, Pentecost Sunday, the day in which we hear from the first reading how the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles and Our Lady at Pentecost, thus beginning the church and beginning and inaugurating, if you will, her mission of spreading the good news to the farthest corners of the earth. Indeed, immediately after this event, this incoming of the Holy Spirit, the apostles were filled with such courage and strength and vigor that they began to proclaim the gospel. And they did so heroically for the rest of their lives, all of them shedding their blood for it, except for John the Evangelist, who was exiled until he died of natural causes. This morning, we also are privileged to have a new member of the church among us. Yesterday, at the Vigil Mass, Stephen Kirkpatrick was confirmed during the Mass. So, you know, we're not doing it again here, but he was confirmed yesterday at Mass and received the gift of confirmation along with his first Holy Communion. And so I thought that since we're celebrating that as well, I'd talk a little bit more about the gift or the sacrament of confirmation. Now, as I look around at the 7 o'clock crowd, most of you are old enough to have been confirmed, right? I think I see like 2 people, maybe, who are confirmed, maybe. Is that right? Yeah, 2 people, maybe 3. 2 or 3 people who have yet to be confirmed. So the vast majority of you are confirmed. Now, for whatever reason, sometimes we get this notion in our head, or maybe it's even taught to us, perhaps by relatives or parents, that confirmation is a kind of rite of passage. It's like a rite of passage that young people have to receive once they're maybe juniors or in high school, or maybe they're a little younger, and they receive this gift, receive the sacrament. It's kind of a sign that they are now going to take ownership of their faith. That, like, perhaps in the past it was their parents who forced them to go to church and all that stuff and do faith, but now it's going to be on them, and they're taking ownership of their faith. Kind of a Jewish bar mitzvah, like a Catholic bar mitzvah, right? When young Jewish boys and girls are bar mitzvah or bar mitzvah, they do exactly that. They take the faith and make it their own personal responsibility. For us as Catholics, however, this is not the case. Confirmation is not a Catholic bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. It's not a rite of passage that young Catholics take in order to become, fully initiated or whatever, Catholics. Instead, what confirmation, and as its name kind of infers, is a confirming or strengthening in the faith of the gifts that have been given to us at baptism. So whenever we were baptized, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit was brought to us, was given to us, and we received the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit in particular. And those 7 gifts, whenever we are confirmed, are strengthened and brought to full maturity. And so you can be a younger person and be fully mature spiritually as a Catholic. And likewise, you can be an older person and still be very immature spiritually as a Catholic. But once someone receives the gift of confirmation, their maturity in Christ and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are strengthened and brought to full maturity for a purpose. It's not just for fun or for a show that the Lord gives you these gifts or gives us these gifts. Instead, what he does is he gives you these gifts, this strengthening, for a particular purpose. And this purpose is mission. To be a mission, on mission, to bring the gospel to the farthest ends of the earth, to proclaim God's good news by the witness of your life and the manner and the conduct of your life. Just what the apostles did in our first reading. They received at this moment the gift of confirmation. And by this gift, they were able to go out and do heroically amazing things. It was through the power and the strengthening of the Holy Spirit that these men who were terrified, who were ashamed of the gospel, who were so scared that they wouldn't leave this locked upper room, but it was after this event that they became so emboldened and so strengthened and on fire with the love of God that no power on earth could ever stop them from proclaiming the good news. Now, to be sure, my dear friends, the same Holy Spirit that came in power upon the apostles came upon you when you were confirmed. Now, perhaps it wasn't quite as dramatic. In fact, I'm pretty sure it wasn't nearly as dramatic. You know, there weren't any tongues of flame dancing on any of your heads at your confirmations, were there? No? Right? And you didn't start speaking in tongues and speaking different languages, perhaps. But the same Spirit was given to you. And the same strengthening that they received, you received. And this power that you now have as a confirmed Catholic gives you all the power and all the strength you need in order to be a heroic Christian. To be able to go out into the world and to proclaim in your sphere of influence, in your world, that Jesus Christ is Lord. For those of you who are parents and grandparents, your mission field is very clear. Your mission field or your area of influence is your children, right? You proclaim the gospel to them and you spread the gospel to them by the conduct of your life and your fearlessness of preaching to them and telling them about how good our Lord is. If you're a grandparent, that goes for your grandchildren, hopefully as well. And if you're still working, that extends into your place of work and business. Now, the question that remains, the question that we have to answer for ourselves is, am I willing on a personal level to make Jesus known through the power of the Holy Spirit in my world? Am I willing to be like the apostles and to break out of our fear, to break out of our doubt, and to proclaim in our lives, in our sphere of influence, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he died and that he rose, that he has changed me, and that I am not the same person as I was before? This is your mission. As our Holy Father, Pope Francis, often tells us, and as the Church has always proclaimed, each Christian is a missionary. Every Christian is a missionary by virtue of their confirmation in particular. Today at this Mass, wherever you are in your own personal walk with our Lord, I want to encourage you at this Mass to call upon the Holy Spirit and renew once more your decision to be a missionary disciple, to be a disciple of the Lord who is not afraid of the Lord, but most importantly, is not afraid to proclaim him to the world. To tell the Holy Spirit to give me, to renew in me the power to speak and to act in a way that proclaims to the world, to my children and grandchildren especially, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Today at this Mass, this power is available. It's here. It's for you. Our Lord died and rose so that you can have it. Today at this Mass, let us call upon the Holy Spirit and ask Him to activate in us this grace so that we might truly be missionary disciples of the Lord, sent by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.